He's got that old school sort of toughness in him, but then he's also a very, emotionally intelligent, empathetic. Once you get him one-on-one, he's there for you no matter what. I'm amazed with how many coaches, their one job is to get the best out of their players, each individual player, however that might be. Even if they might not like them as a player or as a person even, it's like, who cares? It's your job to, get wins on the board, make your team feel amazing and, unbreakable, and it gives you confidence, which not many of my coaches in the past.
Wow. Yep. Bit of a whack there from Jack Watts about his previous coaches and the way that he's been handled.
Yeah, no, that's pointed. That's pointed.
It is. It's extremely pointed.
I'd like to go to the coaches and ask him about Jack.
Yeah, but that might be the case. But Jack is saying that there was a way that he could have been handled which may have produced the best of Jack, which wasn't.
No, 100%.
I didn't know whether you're being
I agree with
sarcastic or you're being serious.
No, I'd like them go back to those coaches and say, Jack's saying this, that maybe he needed to be coached differently to get the best out of them. And I wonder what the coaches would say in return in response to that.
Ultimately, that is their job, isn't it, to get the best out of the player. But having said that, your job also is to find the best way to play that player that suits your team as well. And the two things may not necessarily always align.
No, and it's up to a point as well. You say, listen, I'll do all I can to make you the best player you can be. I'll go out of my way. I'll mollycoddle you if that's what needs be, or I'll give you the cook that I think you might need. But at the end of the day, I'm only going to go so far because I'm not coaching just you.
Yeah.
I'm coaching 44. Well, really, a senior coach coaches probably 28, doesn't he?
And he's one of those interesting players, Jack, that, you watch him and you think, okay, he always looked like he had more to give. And he was
laconic.
That's right. And he could have participated more, but that was him. He probably thought, that's me. I can give you my best, but don't keep saying to me all these negative things about, you've got to be more competitive. All these other things that he thought probably that's not going to end up with me contributing my best football. I can do all these things. I can do them as well as anybody out there on the field, but I'm not going to be that bloke necessarily that maybe you want me to be that competes in the way that you want me to compete.
So then this is why I would love to talk to their coaches, his coaches, all of them, and say, well, do you think Jack Watts got the best out of himself as a footballer? Do you think he maximised his ability with that attitude?
Mm. That's right. And I'm sure that they would have reasons as to why they didn't think that happened in the time that they were coaching him.
Yeah. No,
also in this, and this is what I think happens too, is that you get a player at a certain time of their career and they may not have the maturity that's required to understand the messaging that is being delivered. They go somewhere else later in their life. They've had different life experiences. They've been around other players. They mature because of age. And then they see things differently.
Yeah. And you can... We speak about this all the time, the old sliding doors moment where you can arrive at a club that is, and all clubs have been through this over the journey, where it's not strong, where the leadership's not strong, where the standards aren't being driven really hard, and you can get into some bad habits really early in your career. And Melbourne wasn't a great strong club when Jack got there and it had their issues along the way as well. Now, maybe that had an impact in terms of what he thought AFL standard was.
I think that's a really good point. And the time that he got there and the upheaval with coaching and staff and the club, and that all contributes to the uncertainty for a young player.